This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 461 for Wednesday, July 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue to rise on Wednesday morning, but with more modest upticks compared to yesterday's sharp gains. The November canola contract adds $3.40 at $654.50 per ton, and the January contract is up $4.20 at $662.50 per ton. There's support coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex, while slight declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are trying to limit the upside. Crude oil prices are slightly higher, offering some spillover to the oilseeds. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 73.39 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.01. In the United States, rain is forecast for parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota, while accompanied by moderate temperatures. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a sale of about 110,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations, split almost evenly between old and new crop. Ahead of today's ethanol report, trade guesses place production at 1 million to 1.06 million barrels per day. Stocks are to be from 23.1 million to 24 million barrels. AgroConsult adds 3.8 million tons to its call on Brazil's second corn crop, bringing it to 100.5 million tons. As Indonesia considers slapping a 200% tariff on goods from China, the latter is likely to counter with a tariff on palm oil. The bulls see that as a positive for other veg oils being sold to China, while the bears see that as palm oil trying to be sold elsewhere in the world. Reports say Tunisia is tendering for 110,000 tons of soft milling wheat, while Japan is looking to buy nearly 130,000 tons of wheat. South Korea purchased 60,000 tons of soy meal. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The November contract is up 9 cents at $11.22 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.05 cents at 48.09 cents per pound. August soy meal sheds $1.30 at $349 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn steps back 3 cents at 404.5 per bushel. September oats dip 1.5 cents at 309.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September loses 3 cents at 578. Kansas City September gives up a nickel at 587. And Minneapolis September foregoes 7 cents at 624. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed tomorrow for Independence Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.